gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by former WCW, WWE and TNA superstar Shannon Moore. How are you doing this evening, Shannon?
Great, man. Starting a big road trip.
So you're appearing at StarCast?
Yeah, I'll be at StarCast the weekend for a couple of days. Never know, I might appear on camera, maybe from time to time.
That's fun.
Over the weekend for the all-in festivities.
Yeah. So, are you there for autograph sessions?
Yeah, I'm there. I'll be signing autographs and merchandise for Friday, Saturday, part of Sunday.
Great. And I've just seen your t-shirt on Twitter, your new t-shirt designed by Samuel Shorts. Brilliant. I love it. It's a great picture of it.
Yeah, they turned out great, man. I wanted something kind of animated. And Sam, he's a great artist.
Yeah, so before we get into what you're doing currently, I just wanted to take you back. What prompted you to don the tights in the first place and get in the ring?
Well, it's just something that I knew I watched since I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, me and Matt and Jeff, like, we all grew up in the same town. We were good friends. We started simulating wrestling on the trampoline. And it just grew from there, man. It was just something inside of me that I knew that I wanted.
Yeah, so how old were you when you started training?
I started training probably around, well, count the trampoline at 9.
Yeah.
Between the trampoline thing that we had, but I don't know, it's not old man, like I've been involved in it.
Yeah, wow. So was there a wrestler you wanted to mold your style around when you started?
Shawn was my favorite, and still is one of my favorites of all time. He was awesome. You know, Hogan is larger than life persona. You know, I've always, that's something that I've always wrestlers should have is kind of that larger than life personality or look.
Yeah,
I just think that if people are gonna pay to come see you, they want to be entertained. They don't want to see somebody that looks like their next door neighbor.
So take us back to your first match. What do you remember about it? And in hindsight, do you think it was good?
My first match was probably one of the more I know it was fun. Because I actually wrestled Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
He was Wolverine at the time, and I think I was a character called Enigma. I wore a mask. I think I was like 12, 13 years old.
Wow.
And something like that whenever I did my first match, and it was horrible. It was in front of like this real tiny crowd at this high school gym, and it was just bad. I guess that's expected whenever you have your first match, and you try to, just pick up, you know, you and your friends tried to pick up wrestling from TV and, you know, were never officially trained by anybody, just kind of self-taught.
Yo, everybody in the UK, it's your boy Suge D. I'm coming at you live in living color, surround sound, letting you know that there hasn't been this much mayhem since the Boston Tea Party, and I'm just letting you know that you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
So if you come back to the current day, is there a wrestler on the current indie scene you really want to wrestle or you haven't wrestled yet?
On the current indie scene right now, me and Sam Shaw, we wrestled one time, but whenever I wrestled him then, like, if I was sick,
yeah.
I think Sam Shaw's got a very main event style of wrestling, and that's actually one match that I want to redo. I think I could, like, Sam's one of those guys that work on the road for a year and wrestle, just have a real good run with.
Yeah.
So I look forward to working with Sam sometime, like, and hopefully in a bigger company, in an indie promotion. But I would like to work with Magnus, man. Like, I think Magnus did good in the NWA, this 10 pounds of gold thing, and build up all in with Cody.
Yeah, that's been brilliant.
I'd love to work with Magnus. Kenny Omega. I'd love to work with Kenny Omega. And, Cody Rhodes. Like, just, I mean, there's a ton they got great talent out there. I think that's I love the work, but it's just a matter of, you know, if they end up in a bigger company or I can never do it, or possibly if I end up where the time will allow it.
Yeah, so you work all over the East Coast. Do you ever have to change your style of wrestling from city to city, town to town, or is it?
Yeah, I adapt my style. You know, everywhere I go, like in the Northeast, or if I go out west, California, Texas, Florida, like, you know, I usually try to get a feel for what kind of crowd's there and what kind of people's there, what I think they'll be into. Then I adjust my style to that. But normally I keep it, you know, like my style's always been a mixture of styles. Like, I've always been labeled as a high flyer, but my style's more of a, you know, like a mixture of all styles. A mixture of Japanese, a mixture of American wrestling, Southern style wrestling. I just try to incorporate a little bit of everything and make it more entertaining for style.
So how do you waste the hours away between shows, traveling between shows?
Well, there's not really a lot of time wasted, you know, other than being in the car, but, you know, most of the time, whenever I'm in a car, I'm on the way to the show. Like, I just did an 8.5 hour drive one way, an 8.5 hour drive this past weekend to go to a show.
Yeah.
And, I think I was on the phone probably 7.5 hours each way.
Oh, wow.
Just doing business and, you know, booking shows and getting ready for the following week.
Right, so away from the ring, you operate a tattoo parlor called the Cash Chamber Ring?
Yeah, I've owned tattoo shops for the last, I don't know, say 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
I got one now in North Carolina that I opened about a year and a half ago. But it's, you know, it's hard to own a business and be on the road too, just because, you know, you can't really overwatch a business. Tattooing, there's a lot of cash flowing through, so it's hard to keep an eye on it. Make sure it's running right. So it might be one of the things where I have to shut it down at some point, because wrestling's getting so busy. You know, I think we're getting ready to see a golden age in wrestling again, like the 90s, to where, you know, wrestling's just the most popular thing out there. Because it seems like to me, like, it's took back over that number one spot, like in entertainment, where UFC kind of they kind of creaked in for a while. And everybody was all into UFC, but I think now, like, wrestling is kind of that new cool thing again to a lot of people.
Hmm. Yeah, so did I read correctly that you're the reason that WWE has a tattoo policy in the first place?
Yeah, actually, that is correct. Because I showed up at TV one day with a sleeve, pretty much, and my whole left arm done, and pretty much right after that, well, like the next week, that's when everything ended out. Tattoo policy.
So I never heard of it until it was about 6 months ago. Paige fell foul of it when she got talk shit, get bit on her underside of her hands.
Yeah, that's the first time, you know, whenever I showed up, like, you know, I got in trouble for getting that much tattoo work done.
Yeah.
Without asking. And after that, they made it a point to make sure that a letter was put in everybody's information.
Yeah, so talk us through some of the inspirations for your tattoos. I've heard you've got one on your inner lip. That must have hurt.
Yeah, I've got, I've got them everywhere, man. Pretty much. I got them on my face, got them in my lip, inside my lip. I just did my back, from the top of my neck down to the back of my knees. Like, I started my Japanese, pretty much suit. And, that's something that's going to be a work in progress for the next 6 months or a year. It's just a lot of hours just to have it completed, but we did the outline of that.
Yeah.
That's going to be a really good piece. But I don't know, a lot of my stuff, man, like, there's a lot of meaning to it. You know, it might not be, other people, whenever they look at it, they might not understand it or see it, but to me, you know, going through certain times of my life, like, you know, I get certain things at certain times to, just so whenever I look in the mirror, like, you know, I see them. Reminds me of whether it was a bad time or a good time, and try to better myself day to day.
So have you ever wanted to train to be a tattoo artist?
Well, actually, I can tattoo too, also.
Yeah,
I tattooed full time for about a year in between, you know, like, I don't know. Whenever I was in WWE, like, I had a lot of downtime, so I went on the road, got hurt in a car accident. I tattooed about a year straight after that.
Yeah.
Working on my tattoo craft, but I really haven't focused on tattooing. I've been focusing on just, the last 8 months, I've been focusing on my body, and I'm in the best shape I've ever been in now, physically, mentally, and I don't have no issues, no pain, no aches, I don't have no kind of issues in my body right now, so I'm just trying to keep that going just so I can have as long of a wrestling career as possible.
Yeah, so the PWI 500 list will be released later this week. You've been a member of multiple tag teams. Is that something you'd rib each other about? What position you should stay in?
I don't know what they rank. I know, when it comes to as far as me, I just got back on the road full time probably, 7 months ago. I've been doing shows for the last couple years, but I took, that was time for me to heal my body, and just, I wanted to get to where I'm at now before I hit it full time. Now, man, I'm wide open, so I don't know where the PWI 500, where the list is, or where they put me, if I even made the cut. I remember, out in 98, 97, I was rookie of the year.
I think it was rookie of the year.
God, they did an introducing, two-page spread on me, but, the PWI magazine. That's a really cool magazine.
Yes, I think you finished. I think you were 400-ish last year.
I was in there last year.
Yeah, you were definitely in there last year.
I didn't know if I'd be in there or not. But yeah, it's I'd expect that just because I took those 2 years where I was not really active on the road or whatever. But I don't know how they go about the rankings. Who decides what's what? But 400, that's considering what I've done in the business, I think that's a little hot.
Right.
I would expect a little lower, I think, if it was legit, based on credentials.
Yeah, that's. I've heard it's meant to be, they try to do it as kayfabe as possible, so it's based on what you've done in the business that year.
Yeah, that's what they, it just seems like every year they try to, it's just what you do year to year.
Yeah.
And it's not what you've done in the business.
No.
I don't know. I would like to see that ranking, because some people, they come to the business, they might have 2 or 3 hot years, and next thing you know, they're hurt or injured, they're done.
Mm.
I'd like to see a ranking too, man, just overall, industry numbers, as far as what you've done, your credentials, shows, promotions you've been in, stuff like that.
Yes. Can we come back to your tag teams? Are you currently a member of the Gas Chamber Wrecking Crew?
That was a group that I started.
Yeah.
I started a year or two ago. Really don't even exist no more. It's just me and Lindsay Snow. Just because Gas Chamber, that's a Gas Chamber Tattoo. That's my business.
Yeah.
And Gas Chamber Entertainment. And I was just going off my business, and I was going to base a team around, my business named it on, which is Gas Chamber. And I was wanting to have about, 8 to 10 people in it that not necessarily travel together, but that represented the company. And we had merchandise. Some people might be in California this weekend. Some people might be in Puerto Rico. But I had an idea, a little business concept. Started that. But, it's funny because we didn't do it long because the guys that I hoped would stick with it, they kind of didn't put 100% into it. So it was But, yeah, it's stuck, man. It could have been good.
It sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah. We'll see later down the road if it can be done right or not.
This is Volgar from the Proteus Wheel, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious. And if you don't, then I'm going to get you.
So you're currently the Atomic Revisionary Wrestling Champion, and you've got a big match on the 7th?
I'm their champion right now. Me and Jesse Neal, we've been shooting there for a while, just trying to earn my respect. I guess he feels that he hadn't earned that. I take advantage of opportunities, took advantage of a couple opportunities, play with his head, so I can try to get my championship back. So now he's all trying to prove his respect. We got a ladder match coming up next weekend in Orlando. And I don't know, I guess he's going to try to get my respect in that ladder match. I don't think it's possible. I got some ladder match credentials because Starrcade ladder matches and other mode ladder matches since I was 15 years old. So I don't think he has a chance of earning my respect unless he just puts up one hell of a fight. He's definitely not going to beat me.
And where, what other dates have you got coming up that our listeners could be?
Oh, man, like, I'm busy every weekend. Like, I don't have specifics in front of me, but I'm booked between now and, God, I just started taking bookings for around WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I go to Japan in November. I'm in New York next month. I know I'm in New York. I'm all over Florida next month. So I'm just everywhere, man. Like, I'm a, you know, I'm going to be at WrestleCade, North Carolina. I think that's November. There's another big WrestleCon thing in Georgia coming up next month. I'll be there. Like, just the business, I'm just busy right now, man, in the business, which is awesome. And just enjoying my time just between now and whenever I decide to lock into a contract or somebody, you know, the right company offers me a deal that's financially something that I want to be part of.
And so if, that's my last question. So if you could be a promoter for the day and you could do a free match dream card with one women's match, one tag and one main event, what matches would you choose?
What kind of matches?
Any one women's, one tag and one main event.
One women's, one tag and one main event. Yeah. Okay. As far as women's goes, I think I would do a War Games women's match. I think that would be cool. As far as a tag team match goes, and if I could use anybody, I would probably do something like the Young Bucks versus maybe Kenny Omega and Rey Mysterio.
Wow.
that'd be a killer match. And as far as like a singles match, let me see, what would I throw in a singles match? I'd probably go for something like, I don't know if my singles match, man, I'd probably go for something like, I'm a big fan of Kenny Omega. I would go Kenny Omega versus, somebody like, Kenny Omega versus Triple H.
Really. Wow.
That'd be a good one. Or if, Shawn Michaels was gonna come back. Please. For one more match, Kenny Omega versus Shawn would be good.
There's rumors that he said he will come back if the match is right. So.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, but I think that would be awesome. Just kill
it. So before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
If you want to get in contact with me, book for shows, you can always email me at gaschambertattoo@gmail.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter or buy my merchandise, my t-shirts, and all that, you can check that out at The Shannon Brand, and you can find me on Facebook at Shannon. Just be careful that it's not a bunch of imposters acting like you seem to be. I got rid of most of them on Facebook, but there's still a few
four, I think, when I was trying to find you before.
Yeah, and then on Instagram, I'm GasMaskLLC.
Yeah, all the links will be in the description below the interview. I just want, how important has the advent of social media been to you since the last couple of years?
Social media, sorry, you're breaking up. I think I got the question.
Yeah.
But you, social media, like, for me, like, it's great. Like, I've been, you know, like, when Twitter first started, I've been part of Twitter, but social media is where everything's going.
Yeah.
Those platforms are just, it's the easy platform. Everybody's got it in their hands 24 hours a day, pretty much now. So you're able to just let people know as much as you want, like where you're going to be or what's going on, if they're interested.
Yeah, so I've interviewed some older wrestlers, and they still remember having to send tapes to promoters, having to set up rigs next to rings to record their matches and stuff. But now they can just send a couple of links over social media and stuff.
Yeah, they you know, I've heard of that. Like, there's a couple of older people that I've heard of. Like, they just, you know, they still have slip phones, and like, they don't understand the whole email thing, and you know, they think it's like it. But you gotta evolve, man. Like, you can stay relevant in this business, so you gotta evolve with it. And you know, I try to stay up on just how the business changes. You know, if you're gonna take it serious and you call yourself a professional. You know, whatever. And that's another thing too, like, you know, I think a lot of guys, I'm not going to say a lot of guys, I've seen tons of men and women, you know, doing professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Like a Comic-Con type thing. It's like, you know, they want to be a professional wrestler, but at the same time, they don't want to be professional. You know, if you're going to be a professional, man, you got to be all in. You got to train hard. You got to live the lifestyle. It's just a way of life. It's not just something you do on the weekends to go hang out and play dress up.
Yeah, I heard somebody say the week. He said that back in the day you used to be rock stars, but now you're more like professional athletes. You have to live like a professional athlete rather than.
Yeah, I went through that myself. And, you know, like whenever I got into pro wrestling, you know, like I loved it, but I also loved the lifestyle that I got to live being a pro wrestler, which was, you know, pretty much like a rock star, pretty much sex, drugs, rock and roll. And, you know, after a while, like, you realize that you need to be taking care of your body, and you realize that you're a professional, and, you know, where the business is going now, like, you got to act like a professional. So that's not the case no more. Like, now it's a business, and you got to take it like a business and treat it like a business.
All right, so I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future. So.
Cool, man. Yeah, anytime.
Okay, and enjoy the rest of your trip. So.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Okay, thank you.